Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Today we're looking at some more I Do Work Here Lady stories. Why are you guys hiring children? Hello. So this happened a few years back when I was 16 and fresh out of high school. My father had a small food place at an airport that he had closed a few years prior because he couldn't manage it for anything and eventually went bankrupt. My brother had dropped out of university and I had graduated high school only a few months ago, so we decided to try our hand at it. We took a loan from the family, something we greatly disliked doing in the first place, but really he was a former uni student and I just got out of school. We weren't exactly rolling in money right then. Anyway, we managed to set up shop again, gave the place a makeover, and opened for business. The first few weeks were slow until our old clientele got word we were running again. It was on the 12th week of our opening for business again when this woman appears, approaching the counter like Cthulhu to some poor ship. I had seen her around the shop when my father was in charge, so greeted her with a cheery, "Good morning, Mom, what can I get you?" She looks very unimpressed at me and then looks away to the display cases. I figure she's not in the mood for idle talks and wait for her to browse. She pauses at some of our items and I take a step in that direction to start explaining what it is, what's in it, how it's made, all that stuff. She immediately backs away, ignored me again, and goes to sit at a table. Okay then. An employee of mine, Andrea, a lovely woman, she never treated me as a child even though I was a decade younger, nor did she try to suck up to me for being her boss, gave me a weird look and I shrug subtly. "Go see what she wants in a few minutes if she hasn't ordered by then," I tell her, and she nods. We continue serving the other customers coming in, and about 10 minutes later, Andrea heads over. They seem to be conversing well. The woman looks a lot happier talking to Andrea than she did when I approached her, but what can you do? I'm fully aware I look like a kid and don't fault her for being skeptical, but really, was basic manners really too much to ask? Andrea comes back over, tells me what Cthulhu wants, and goes back over with it once I've boxed it up and made sure her coffee lid's on right. I forget about her during the next rush that comes in, and when I do remember her, she's coming over to the counter to pay. I greet her again, the customary, "Hope you liked it, that'll be $2,000. Calm down, your American exchange rate makes that about 10 of your dollars, 9 and change. She gives me a look of utter loathing and affront that I can do nothing but freeze, because, oh god, what have I said to offend her? Did I get the calculation wrong? That's too much, she says, and I'm panicking harder, but manage to punch it into the register again. It was right. So I turn the screen to her, show her what she got and how much they each cost, and she gets positively red in the face. "No, these prices are wrong. I've been here for years, and these things always came up to $1,620. About $7.50, please remember the value of currency is different here. I realize she means when my father was running the show, and I carefully tell her that the prices have been raised slightly, due to our country's slowly but surely declining economy, but I didn't tell her all that. She is not having it, and demands to speak to someone who knows what they're doing. "Look, I'm 16 years old, I'm 5'2", and I've never been yelled at by a complete stranger before. I'm standing there, unsure what to do, wondering if I need to become the owner and do owner things, because as fun and liberating as it is sometimes, I never liked being rude to another person, let alone a customer." Andrea hears the commotion from the back, through the window, and comes around to help. Owner or not, I am, for all intents and purposes, new to this game. There's a reason we hired someone with 7+ years of experience. "Everything alright?" she asks, and Cthulhu on stilts just says, "Finally, are you the manager? This girl has no idea what she's doing. Everything is overpriced. Why are you guys hiring children? Come on, man, I've been at this place for years. I'm good friends with the owner." Ah, there it is. But god dang it, I am supposed to be nice to these people. So I go, "No, the last owner doesn't run this place anymore. It's under completely new ownership and management. Andrea isn't the manager." I get cut off, because of course I do. "No, the name blank is still on the paperwork." Lord help us all, she's part of the branch that we pay our rent to. "Yes, that's because he's my—" Oh look, cut off again. "So you're lying? It's still the same owner? You admit it?" "Yep, I can handle losing $2,000 today. Bear in mind that's about $10. My father's name is on the paperwork because there would have been too much of a hassle to transfer it in both both mine and my brother's names. I'm the co-owner. I'm also the manager. I'm also the cashier. I also sweep and lock up the place. I'm not sure what you think it is I do here besides look pretty, though I can't fault you for it, but I'm in charge. If you can't accept that things can change, like prices going from $1,600 to $2,000 in the span of 4 years, then I don't think you should be at an airport. Flight tickets are fairly expensive for someone so unwilling to spend $380. I'm on a roll, and I know I'm about to run out of whatever irritation is fueling me, so I point to the wall where my graduation thing is. In the eyes of the law, and who may or may not want to hire me, in this case, who I may or may not want to hire, really, I am an adult. I'll never forget this, because it was easily one of the things I'm most proud of. Because next, I said, and if you have a problem with me or how I run the place I've been working very hard in for the past few weeks, you can leave and pretend this building does not exist whenever you walk past. Needless to say, she left, red in the face and absolutely fuming, but she left. Not gonna lie, I gave myself the rest of the day off, because heck it, I was distracted. I was replaying the whole thing in my head so many times. For a while after, I was absolutely mortified at myself. Now it's just meh. I've had to do it to 3 other people since I'm now 19 and look approximately 0% different, and it's lost its edge. I don't like having to do it, of course. Anyone leaving unhappy makes me uncomfortable, but if someone's an idiot, then they're an idiot. They can be an idiot outside of my establishment. On the brighter side of things, we paid our family back within the first 3 months. Wow, well if that is the case, it sounds like you guys are doing an amazing job with the new store. Yeah, to be honest, you guys owe customers nothing. As a result, if they are absolute idiots inside your store, that means you have no choice but to get rid of them. Unfortunately, that is the only way. Yeah, you lose a little bit of business, but think of the time you save and the effort you save as well. On top of the fact that you want to have a generally positive environment in your place of work and not have to deal with entitled people all the time. I get it, you felt bad about it, but OP, trust me, you did the right thing. Moving on to our second story. You need to speak with the engineer? That would be me. A little background. I work as an engineer for a company which manufactures large concrete structures. I won't go into detail as it is a very specialized field. Anyone familiar would know who we are. Most of our projects are supply only, meaning we fabricate the structures and the prime contractor does all of the installation. We still send a representative and veteran crew member to work out any kinks. This is the first large-scale project that I have been the design engineer on, and while I am not a licensed structural engineer, just a civil PE, and did not stamp the drawings, I did conduct all of the structural calculations and overall design. As this was my first large design, I requested to be the on-site representative for its installation. From the first day I was on site, I had issues with the SS, who is the prime contractor's site supervisor. I am 25 years old and look it, and whenever I raised questions or pointed out issues, the site supervisor would refuse to respond to me and rather explain it to the VCM, who is the veteran crew member with my company, who is in his mid-40s, or refuse to make a correction until the veteran crew member expressed his concerns as well. This was frustrating, but since the VCM is much more experienced than me when it comes to actual installation and the changes were being made, I let it slide. As I said, this was a supply-only project. Because of this, we were only responsible for supplying what was expressly laid out in our contract. One thing that was expressly laid out of our contract was the hardware to connect the new construction to existing, even though the connection was designed by us. The day of the incident was the day we were set to connect the new construction to existing. As it turns out, the prime did miss that we were not supplying the connection hardware, even though I made sure to point this out during the pre-construction meeting, and the SS decided to improvise. Our veteran crew member was present for this interaction and knows that changes to structural parts cannot be changed without approval, and came to find me. After hearing what's happening, I come over to speak with the site supervisor. My crew member informed me that you don't have the connection hardware. What are you planning on doing here? He explains to me his solution was to replace one rod with another rod that he had on site. Basically, he wanted to replace a very high-grade structural steel rod with a smaller diameter non-structural piece, and then a load of information. Yeah, that's not going to work. And what would you know about it? Well, the plans clearly state what is to be used, not to mention the site supervisor interrupts. This is why I hate newbies. Yes, he literally called me a newbie, which is insulting even if true. They just don't understand that sometimes things change and that isn't an issue. Well, this is a structural connection. It doesn't matter if it's structural. I've been doing this for 20 years and I know what I'm talking about. This will work, right, VCM? I couldn't believe someone who has been in construction for 20 years would say something so ridiculous. My VCM says, I think we should go with what the engineer says. It's overkill and the engineer will sign off on it. This is when I realized he did not remember who I am. And to be fair, it is overkill, but that is how everything is designed. Safety factors are there for a reason, people. I'm going to need you to stop work until the correct materials can be obtained. This set him over the edge, swearing, effing dumb butt kid who doesn't know what he's talking about. After about a minute of this, I am done, and I tell him I'll be calling the project manager and will stop the work.
Like heck you will.
He calls the PM before I get the chance and berates me more over the phone, insults my company for sending someone who doesn't know what they are talking about, etc. Apparently, the PM doesn't remember who I am either, and SS is finally told to come to the job trailer. And the two of them will call my company's licensed structural engineer about the change. I sit back and wait, knowing that my structural engineer will not sign off on this. My SE hates having his time wasted and sent them back to me.
Your engineer told me to get the contact information for the design engineer from you, and we will discuss the issue with them, confirming they forgot who I am.
Seeing what my structural engineer did, I say, sure, I have his business card right here. Mind if I sit in on the phone call? SS couldn't really refuse, so we walk back to the job trailer. The look on this guy's face when they called the cell number on my card and I answered, "This is blank, what can I help you with?" was worth all the abuse that the site supervisor had been giving me for the last week. I got an apology from the project manager, and I'm fairly certain that SS was chewed out badly, as he refused to make eye contact with me and was very sheepish for the remainder of the install. We ended up supplying the hardware needed at a massive upcharge and finished the project on time. Just to clarify, I had been introduced to the project manager as the design engineer at the kickoff meeting, and to the pair of them at the pre-con meeting. So just to summarize for those of you that may have missed some minor details within that story, the site supervisor tried to make an unacceptable change to the design. He refuses to listen to OP about why it is unacceptable, curses at him, berates him, and finally gives into the fact that the engineer will have to be called, only to realize that OP is the engineer.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, this is the sort of story that I really like. Being young doesn't mean you don't know what you're talking about, and years of experience doesn't mean you do. If anything, his willingness to downgrade the safety factor that much based on his experience should warrant looking at his prior jobs. That's how disasters happen. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/IDoWorkHereLady. I really hope you have enjoyed it. If you have done, don't forget to like this video, comment your opinions down below, and subscribe to my channel for 2 videos each and every day in December. If you want more I Do Work Here Lady content from me, click the video on screen right away. I promise you won't regret it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.